We are joined by a couple dear friends of the show, Carrie Carroll and Erica Campbell of Northfield Shares. Good morning, friends. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning, Rich.
How are you? Everything good?
We're good.
We're great.
That's good. Happy rainy Friday.
It's all right. It's making the grass green.
Indeed.
Flowers grow.
Right? April showers and all that.
Yeah.
So what's going on over at Northfield Shares right now? I mean, what's the big topic?
We have a few things happening. We've had a really busy spring, but we're really excited about this year. And I think to start out with, we just want to really put a shout out to all of the volunteers in this town as it's National Volunteer Week.
Yes.
And as volunteerism is a part of our mission, and we like to encourage that in town, although we don't need to encourage very much because it happens all over, which is phenomenal. But happy National Volunteer Week to everybody. Obviously, the people in this town make this town really thrive, which is phenomenal.
Right.
but we like to say, you know, like we've always said, Northfield Shares is really about sharing your time and talent, aka volunteerism, and then your treasures to the town. So I think it's a really nice blend and just recognition for all those folks that step up, serving on boards, commissions, food shelf, helping us do mailings. I mean, there's everything that happens in this town. So I will just put a shout out to the Love Our Community event that's coming up in middle of May. Folks are gathering on May 17th, I believe it's a Saturday, to just help around the city kind of clean it up before the busyness of summer, for all of our visitors to come in and make sure that our town is all like pristine and clean, and the flowers are planted and the mulch is clean and the weeds are gone. It's just a really fun come together, meet new people, and clean up our town.
It's not a day long event, really. It's just the morning, and it's a good chance for you to hang out with your friends and your neighbors, and take advantage of some nice early spring weather too.
We're gonna power work for about an hour and a half. Boom, done. We're gonna get it all done in an hour and a half. So
I love that.
There's a couple. It's not the whole city, so people don't need to panic that we have to do the whole city. It's just a couple of specific locations. So people can check that out on our website and just go to the volunteer hub and see what's out there and which one you want to plant work on.
You bring up the volunteer hub. We've had you guys on a couple of times over the last couple of months, and I like every time it's been over, I'm like, we didn't talk enough about the volunteer hub. Can we just get folks the information about the volunteer hub?
Sure. The volunteer hub is, for lack of a better way of explaining, is really matching online. It's not dating. It's just matching opportunities and people who want to step in and do different things. And organizations can post opportunities on there for free. We host it for the community, and individuals can go on there, sign up. And then in the land of social media, you always like or follow different organizations or different posts. If you like a specific area of work that you'd like to work around, education, getting your hands dirty, advocacy, there's a variety of opportunities to ping. And anytime there's anything that's posted in that genre, if you will, you would get notified on an email that says, this is an example, folks, so don't go looking for this one. But for example, I'm really interested in education and reading. Well, anytime, like maybe you see an elementary school post an opportunity to come in to read to the kids, it would get pinged in your email box. So it's kind of like online matchmaking for volunteerism.
One reason it's so cool, I think, is that for a city its size, Northfield has a lot of newcomers. We have lots of people who come back and retire here. We have lots of people who come and work for the colleges or the companies that are in town. And it's a great way to get involved in the community and get to meet people, which I guess is the same for the cleanup, the City Day, the Love Our City Day. I always think of it as a, like, coming out of the woodwork after the winter.
Exactly.
We all kind of
Exactly. And if you're new to town, I've always said that Northfield will embrace anyone who comes to town as long as you engage.
Exactly.
You know, and this is a great way to do it. Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. So, and speaking of volunteers, we're actually beginning our board recruitment for our committees and our board of directors beginning 2026. So if folks are interested in learning more about that, they're obviously, they can go on the website, learn about the organization. They can call our office. I'm sad to say Erica is stepping down as our board chair. Her term is... But we're very excited. Our incoming chair is Joe Hargis, so we're happy to have him. But we've got some great leadership, and we're really proud of our board. And so if you want to know more about being on the board, you can talk to any of our board members or the staff.
Yeah, and if you want to just dip your toe in, you can be on a committee first.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the board a little bit. I mean, different organizations have different styles of boards. Some are advisory, some are more working boards. How would you characterize the Northfield Chairs Board?
Yes.
We are roll up your sleeves.
We are both.
All right.
We are both. I mean, yeah. I think there's always work to be done. And yet at the same time, we always want to make sure that we're governed and our strategic plan is in line with where we want to be as an organization and where we want to go.
All right.
But it's just a lot of fun more than anything.
Right. Well, again, engaging, right? How long have you been on the board, Erica?
Since 2020.
Oh, so you've yeah. seen some darker days,
yes.
too.
Yeah, the first year I was on the board, we didn't meet in person at all. But we, with your help, pulled off the Northfield Shares an evening of entertainment mm-hmm. for the first time.
God, that was fun.
It was so much fun.
That was fun.
And we got a lot done. You know, a lot of COVID relief happened during that time, and we were able to facilitate a bunch of that funding. And that's what we do. We're the community foundation for Northfield.
Right.
And so we're kind of the go-to when something needs doing. We want to be right there in the middle of it.
Yeah. So, okay, and you mentioned if you wanted to sort of stick your toe in things, you can join a committee. What kind of committees do we
oh, yeah.
offer?
Well, go ahead.
How's that work?
So this is, I have to count, you guys, you can't see me on the radio, but I'm going to count my fingers. As
She's
I
taking
these,
her shoes
I,
off right
cause,
now.
Because no. I always seem like I forget one, but obviously the executive leadership of the board creates our executive committee. We have a governance committee that oversees, like I said, the health of the board, the recruitment of the board, that type of thing. We have finance and investment committee mm. that obviously is instrumental in the work that we do. We have our grants committee who works tirelessly reviewing applications in the fall for the grants that we give out to our community and partnering with that. And then we have kind of what we tweaked into a new committee this year called Education and Engagement. And we're really excited about it because I think there's so many opportunities and constituencies in this community, but we're trying to figure out how to best enter conversations with all the different constituents to get the word out about us, how we can partner, because we partner differently depending upon who or what the organization is or mm-hmm. what the needs are or mm-hmm. what the intent is.
Mm-hmm.
But we can work with families and businesses and individuals and people who might be selling their business or selling their land. There's an opportunity to leave your legacy with Northfield Shares and the community. I mean, I think it's just, I have yet to meet anybody in town after, I'm not going to say how many years I've lived here. after all these years of living and working in Northfield, I have yet to run into anybody that says, ugh, this place is horrible. I'm out. I don't care anything about it. Like, nobody says that here. So it's completely the flip. People are very passionate and interested and hopeful for Northfield. And what a better way to, for lack of a better way of saying, put your money where your mouth is. Like, let's make it bigger and better, not only for today, but for generations to come so that at some point in time, we're going to say, oh, Ruth Nutting. Oh, yeah. And then there was the Rich Larson Fund. And then there was the, you know, we have all. There will be. There will be. We're dreaming. So, but Ruth Nutting is still in our town every single year.
Yeah.
Which is a super cool message and thing to think about. But it's also hard to think about it because it's so far. We hoped so far away.
Well, that Ruth Nutting Fund is super cool, mm-hmm. too. That's the beautification fund.
We actually
correct?
Hold two. There's a Ruth Nutting Beautification Fund for exactly that, to beautify downtown and have her mark and making our town look better, feel better for our visitors.
Mm-hmm.
There's also just a general fund that she opened back in the day, which just supports the community need of that time. And it goes to support a variety of things every year.
That's just fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have your annual meeting coming up, or your annual investment review meeting.
Exactly.
Is that right?
Okay. Yeah,
so. On Wednesday?
Yep. So it's a Wednesday. It's at Carlton. We would ask people if they're interested in coming. You're more than welcome, but we do have limited seating.
Uh-huh.
So please call our office and let us know if you're interested in coming. It's 4 o'clock on Wednesday, I believe. Yeah. Mm-hmm. 4 o'clock Wednesday afternoon. It's just going to be a quick review of where we've been.
Mm-hmm.
Last year marked our 10th anniversary, 2024. Was a great year for us. And then a little peek into how things happen behind the scenes with investments and how the funds are managed. And then a little brief look into the future of where we look to go.
Yeah, okay. It'll be a great opportunity to, well, if you want to talk to board members about how fun it is to be on the board,
right.
The board members will be mm-hmm. there at that time. And then also just the many, many ways in which you can get involved in some things we have going this year, like our Bridge Builders Society, the Legacy Society, just some general chatting about what are some different ways in which I can get involved. I can leave my legacy, just like we were talking about.
Mm-hmm. When Erica, when you folks go recruiting for new board members, are you looking for anything specific, or is it just really if you've got the enthusiasm for this, then you should be on the board?
Well, that kind of depends on what you want. We are looking for people mostly who just want to be involved in the community and who want to help facilitate those connections among different places around the community. But Carrie can probably talk about it a little bit, too.
I'm sure, Carrie, you have an exact idea of who you want on that board.
Like with any board, we obviously need specific skill sets.
Yep.
I'll just say finance. We've been very blessed with Stan Mork, has been a phenomenal treasurer for us for the last 3 years. It takes a special skill set to be able to read financial reports and make sure that we're all in the,
yes,
you know, dotting our I's and crossing our T's. And we've got a great financial coordinator in John Sinning, who is still working with us this year. We're great, even though he's remote. But that takes a special skill. So that's one skill that we always are on the lookout for. But I think just connection, willing to talk about Northfield Shares. They always, you know, you hear the saying boots on the ground. I kind of say ears on the ground, if you will, like ears in a community, like listening to peers and other members of our community, like, oh, you know what? That's a connection. Like, that's the right fit for a Northfield Shares relationship and helping to open the doors and introduce us. We are not selling anything. All we're doing is providing an opportunity for people to leave their legacy and really make a mark in this town.
Right.
So for anybody who thinks we're selling, we're not. We're just providing opportunities. So
it's Northfield Shares is just so much more than people giving their money to you guys, right? I mean, if you, just the results and the initiatives. You've got a bunch of new initiatives that are happening right now, don't you?
Erica alluded to a couple of them, like the Bridge Builder Society is really just a group of people who are coming together to support our work that we do every day to build. I mean, it takes time and energy and technology to build the legacies of tomorrow.
Yeah.
To support us in that work, but when we hit that number, we're going to put all the additional revenue into the unrestricted fund that will live on forever.
Yeah.
And support things forever in this community. The Legacy Society, we've had it. We've just not ever publicized it. It's really just recognizing those who have been, have started a fund with us, have cumulative, you know, giving to us for several years at a different level, at different levels. So it's really just putting a big asterisk and saying, wow, thank you, because we can't do it without this kind of partnership. We open up, you know, different types of funds. I would say it's spring is in the air, which always means for the seniors in high school, they have plans.
Here we go.
And the high school always hosts a awards and scholarship banquet every spring. Mm-hmm. And I'm always excited for that day because I get to go and present a couple scholarships
that
we hold.
So much fun.
So cool.
And for those in the community that know Pat Lamb and Ellie Hansen, we hold one of their scholarships. And it's always such a delight to see the young people that are receiving their scholarships, because I played tennis against Pat Lamb's Carlton tennis team.
Did you really?
I have a very special connection to her. And she was a dynamo. Even as the opposition coach, she was absolutely one of the best that we had in this in the conference, period. So, but scholarships fund is like a whole area that in a land of education that we're very surrounded by with our colleges. It's a great opportunity to really support the young people of this community to go on and do that next thing.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. All right.
Yes.
Anything else we should be discussing before I let you guys off into your Friday?
Well, just don't forget to check out northfieldshares.org. You can give, you can volunteer, you can just range around and see all the cool stuff we're doing. And thanks again, Rich, for having us on this morning.
You guys are always welcome. We love having you. So.